This is Cyber Defense Radio with your host and cybersecurity expert, Gary Malefsky. Gary brings to you another globally recognized cybersecurity executive in the hot seat today.
Today, I have an amazing and special guest in the hot seat. Srinivas Mukkamala is the founder and the CEO of an amazing security company you're going to learn about called RiskSense. Welcome.
Thanks a lot. Thanks for this opportunity.
So RiskSense is a different kind of cybersecurity company.
Definitely, I'll agree with you on that.
Tell us what you do, how you do it, and then I want to get into some examples if we could.
Perfect. I mean, there's a lot of noise in the cybersecurity market. We all agree with that. There's no question about it. So when it comes to RiskSense, why we started, where we came from, is extremely important for us to quickly look at it. So we all came from New Mexico. When people look at New Mexico, they'll say, New Mexico, middle of nowhere. And always remind them, you have to understand the country's weapons labs, the country's nuclear complex, the country's defense mechanism is actually out of New Mexico. People forget that. When we started all this, I'm talking 2000, most of us are trained cyber guys with real machine learning backgrounds. Today, machine learning is a buzzword. I mean, we started with the training funded by the federal government, working on a very interesting project called CACTUS, Computational Analysis of Cyber Terrorism Against the U.S. The concept there was looking at security posture and risk to the United States assets during two active wars. What that meant was crawling the web, understanding which vulnerability will be weaponized, which adversary is going to use which type of exploit, and how will they take down our critical assets. That's what we have done in CACTUS.
Wow, this is incredible knowledge. So this is a little bit beyond the hype of I'm a threat intel and I've done some AI machine learning. This is I've dug in, I've reverse engineered. Speaking of which, let's talk about WannaCry or WannaCrypt. What was the first company out there in the industry to tell us about WannaCry?
It's a very interesting question, and this is what we tell people. I think security industry is short-lived, right? When you go back and actually do research on Double Pulsar, which contributed to the actual attacks from shadow brokers and also from WannaCry, RiskSense was the company, for full disclosure, you'll see that on Wikipedia, New York Times, and so forth. We were the company that actually did the first reverse engineering of the Microsoft patch and said, this will be the most lethal exploit and a vulnerable vulnerability that we have seen in the last 10 years.
And you got that data out before WannaCry.
5 weeks before WannaCry.
Five weeks. That is incredible.
And we alerted several of our customers, which include financial institutions, several state government entities, federal entities. We actually not only gave an early warning, but we showed them an actual weaponization. We developed an actual weaponized code where customers could go test their networks to evaluate the impact.
Now, this is not a one-off, right? RiskSense, this is what you do every day.
This is our bread and butter. That's why when people talk about weaponization, we just, chuckle, right? Yeah, I mean, weaponization is a good buzzword today. When we go back, our pedigree goes back 18 years. When we first did CACTUS, we wrote the first RFID malware in the world. We wrote the first medical exploit in the world. I mean, these are the things we actually developed and showed the world. How can non-traditional computing assets can be taken down from an adversarial perspective? So RiskSense really focuses on something very interesting. What we look at is, if you look at a vulnerability, vulnerability has a state, and it's very temporal in nature. People forget that. When you talk threat intel, threat has a very fast decay, which means threat really evolves and decays much faster than we think. So what RiskSense really does is that evolution from a state to a state. When a vulnerability is released, we go back one state and say, what was the real weakness that led to this vulnerability first? That gives you a lot of insights. The next step is, how quickly are attackers really weaponizing this? That's your exploit. Then they take you to the next level, they warm up, they warm it, right? They make it a malware, which is warmable. You can talk virus, malware, ransom, and all that stuff. It's an evolution from a vulnerability to exploit to malware. So today, that evolution gap has come down to hours and days. It's not months anymore. So RISN's core research and our analytics actually looks at those state changes and how quickly a vulnerability is evolving into a weaponized state, and from a weaponized state, how rapidly it is actually spreading.
And what about the, we've heard of zero-day malware, what about the zero-day vulnerability? Are you guys on top of, you know, finding holes before others, or knowing that if it's a zero-day vulnerability, there's going to be an exploit pretty quickly?
This is a fantastic question. We found zero days in systems that matter for this country and for the people. I mean, we're talking national critical infrastructure. We're talking graphic systems that actually are used by our first responders. We have done some very interesting work to help the government identify some of those.
So RiskSense really is going to help the customers get one step ahead of the next threat, because you have more than what the traditional threat intel has. You understand the zero days on the vulnerability side, on the exploit side. You understand you have so many years of intelligence around exploitation that you help reduce risk dramatically and quickly.
That is correct. And also measure it.
Measuring risk.
On a continual basis.
Isn't that important?
It is.
Okay, so I just want to conclude to our viewers, you've got to visit his website and go to www.risksense.com and learn more about this amazing technology and solution that is SaaS or cloud-based, so it's easy to deploy. We just learned it can be done in 10 minutes. Thank you so much.
Thanks a lot.
You've been listening to Cyber Defense Radio. Stay tuned next time for another amazing and informative episode. CyberDefenseRadio.com is proudly part of the Cyber Defense Media Group, where InfoSec knowledge is power.